Hey folks, welcome to a brand new episode of Knowing P, Knowing You. What was the one I was going to say? Oh, I was going to say P, Myself and I, or if you're a Jim Carrey fan, P, Myself and Urine. I'm joined today, once again, by the illustrious Dave.
All right.
I don't know what illustrious means. And I'm also joined for the first time by the prolific young Tungsten.
Hey.
How are you?
I think I'm okay. I think. I'm not certain about that.
You're here for a very special reason, but I'm gonna explain that reason because you can't.
Exactly.
I've had a request from YT here that she can appear on the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie Podcast to specifically say the phrase "pee pee poo poo."
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's gonna happen, so. If you're not prepared for this,
I mean, you didn't really. You just laid it on me.
You're gonna have to go if you're not ready for it.
I may have to. If I hear that phrase, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
You're not gonna hear it from her until the very end, because we're really gonna make this a big event.
I feel like draw it out. I may have gone by then.
Yeah, that's true. YT, you excited?
Absolutely. I'm embroiled.
Okay,
with excitement.
Please do not say pee pee poo poo until that time.
You got it, Chief.
Okay, so we'll give you exactly a 20-minute countdown, and when those 20 minutes are up, the pee pee poo poo will erupt from your mouth. It's going to be a big event. It's going to be fantastic. I think people are going to love it. I'm certainly going to love it. What about you?
I'm quite excited.
Enter Hooks.
Okay, well, 20 minutes starts now. The countdown to Young Tungsten saying pee pee poo poo starts now. How is everyone feeling?
Exciting.
Okay.
I get that energy.
Now, Dave, I have an issue to address with you at the very beginning. Because a few episodes ago, I had Julian on again. He was on the first episode. And he asked how many people had done the podcast twice. And it was his second episode. Brent has done two episodes. So official members of the two club, they are. Mm-hmm. However, you have appeared on two episodes, but we did record them at the same time. So I don't know if you know, but your status within the two club is debated at the moment.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't know what the compromise is.
That's
because
annoying.
To not put you in the two club seems unjust to me.
It does. I mean, I do not want to hand in my number two badge.
Exactly. But I think the others in the two club, and I speak entirely for them at this moment, would feel cheated if you were a member of the two club, because I think they've donated two separate occasions of their time to talking about the Angry Birds drinking piss.
Okay.
Which they want rewarded with a exclusive membership.
Some sort of trinket, some useless trinket that means nothing. Okay, so, well, the only thing I can think of is I forego.
Wow.
The number two club.
I'm not going to put you in the one club, that's for sure.
Well, no, because this is my third podcast.
Well, so, yeah. I think what we're going to do is put you in the 1.5 club. Prior to this one,
and you're now
in the two club, I think. Really? Although maybe you should be in the 2.5 club. No, you're in the 2.5 club now, surely.
I feel like I've done more.
So far, you actually haven't even done 2.5.
Well, it's not happened.
That's true. So don't make outrageous claims that disrupt the time barrier.
Well, as far as you know, I haven't been, I may have been recording secret podcasts in my house.
You bastard!
Don't worry, you will never hear them.
Young T, what is your opinion of this whole two club controversy?
Well, I feel like it's just much like the V card. It's unnecessary, and it's a societal expectation, but then again, we can move past it. It's not that big
of a
deal.
Oh, so you actually think the whole two club thing should be banned?
Yes.
Wow, a strong view.
Very strong view.
I think, I know Julian especially was quite excited to be a member, so I think he might have an issue with that.
Well, we can take him up on it if he wants.
Okay, well, we'll have a future Young Tungsten Julian fight episode, I imagine.
or the
I will point. Pay $10,000 to debate him.
All right, calm down, Shapiro. Now,
I feel like we've touched on a way to monetize this bullshit. So don't knock it back.
Exactly. I think you're right. Young T, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Unfortunately, as an older sibling of two very young, beautiful, and intelligent girls, I have been subjected to watching it.
And you remember having seen the piss-drinking scene in it.
Exactly.
What were your thoughts at the time seeing that scene?
As someone who is in clinical psychology, it was quite terrifying because this is sort of normalizing water sports for children. I'm taking a very Freudian approach.
It is indeed. It's instantaneously a sexual reading, which a select few people instantly get that erotic subtext.
Exactly.
I'm not sure I ever got that.
I feel like Freud is a household name for that very reason.
Mm.
He's right.
Wow. Talk me through your thoughts on the scene in retrospect.
In retrospect, as soon as I noticed what was going on, I realized that the two young girls beside me, my sisters, that this movie wasn't appropriate for them, even though the entire
and
movie...
And did you turn it off?
No, we were in the theater. I mean, like, I paid approximately $30. I was like, you know what? If I pay $30 for a movie, I better be inflicted upon something. And lo and behold, the piss scene
was
there.
You didn't march up to the projection room and demand that it be stopped?
No. I just sat there. I asked to pay. I deserved it.
Wow. Okay, well,
you could have asked for your money back. True.
I was told by AppleCare there would be no piss scene.
Dave. Since we last recorded, what contact have you had with the piss scene? What new thoughts might you have on the piss scene?
And before you answer, I'm going to stop you because remember, folks, we've got
a mere 15 minutes until Young Tungsten speaks the word pee pee poo poo. How are you feeling about that, Dave? First of all, before you answer the other question,
well, I'm not going to ruin it by saying pee pee poo poo beforehand, but not stop thinking about the scene, and I don't know. I think it's made made its way into my life.
Oh wow!
Weirdly, into a subconscious way. Mm. It's weird.
Have you spoken to people about the scene? Have you spread the word?
Well, yes, I definitely have. And as you know, there are a lot of people that want to get on podcasts.
Never really.
Without making this a marketing exercise, yeah, they're literally queuing out the door.
They really are. I mean, the guest list. It's full, it's overflowing, some would say. And to all the people waiting, to all the people begging, I just want to say one thing. Chill out. Yeah. Have a glass of piss. Relax.
A tall one. A cold one.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully at home you heard the clinking of glasses there. A classic classy and glassy.
Wow.
ritual. YT, have you had a glass to clink with something at home?
Absolutely. I have my water bottle right with me, which is not filled with piss.
I thank you for avoiding saying the word pee, because although saying the word pee wouldn't be the same as saying pee pee poo poo, it would be one of the elements, and I don't want anyone to have any part of it ruined for them at all.
It would set up a timer.
Dave, which one of the four words, and I do realize there's technically only two words, but which of the four words in Pee Pee Poo Poo are you most excited to hear?
Well, it's weird that you kind of say it's only three words because I don't know. I think that it is actually four words because of the intonation on the second poo. He's not showing up.
Sorry.
No, the intonation on the second one. It's the same as when you cast your eyes across the word pee pee poo poo, your eyes are cards, and they know what's coming. They know the end of the word. They can kind of get to that, and they kind of oosh. It's good.
Oosh.
It feels good. You've ended it.
and that poo. It's a bit longer.
Yeah, the final poo.
It feels good. So I'm honestly, I'm all about word number four.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Young T, without saying any of the words, preferably, which one are you most looking forward to saying?
I would like to explain this with a story, a personal experience, which has changed my entire life, which is why I hold these four words very close and dear to my heart. Okay, I think it's time for me to say my story.
Okay, before you start the story, I just want to say there is a mere 11 minutes left until Young Tungsten says pee pee poo poo. Please continue.
Okay, let us begin. So when I was approximately 17, I was told by my orthodontist that I had a misaligned overbite. It wasn't that severe, but I still had a pretty smile. And then we decided on to the conclusion that I would have jaw surgery, particularly a surgery that would require cutting 4 incisions into my jaw and then expanding the top jaw to make sure that the overbite went through. During this procedure, the day of, he decided, okay, I'm also going to be removing your wisdom teeth. I was completely fine with that. 2 birds, 1 stone.
2 angry birds, 1 stone.
Exactly. So, after the day of surgery, I noticed that my mouth was quite swollen, and I was also prescribed a lot of narcotic drugs to keep the pain away.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I wasn't told that a side effect of those heavy narcotics was constipation.
Okay.
This is when my life started switching. This is where everything went down in my life. A few days passed, I noticed that I wasn't taking a shit. We were approaching day 4, no shit. Approaching day 6, no shit.
No boy.
Approaching day 8, I thought, this is the time I need to induce a shit. Whatever that fecal matter that was impacted inside my bowels, I need to remove it.
And had you been eating a normal amount, or was this at the surgery, you didn't have quite as much to shit?
I was one of the more adventurous types. I actually took pizza and put it in a food processor and pulsed it to the point it was palatable and I could still eat it.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, I was consuming solids.
Dave is doing a bowing down in respect motion.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyways, back to the story. Currently day 8, trying to induce a shit. I waddle my way to the porcelain throne. Quietly sit down. Try to push something out. I noticed that nothing was moving.
Mm.
A few more moments pass. Nothing was moving. And then I realized I need to push as hard as I can and as worse as I can. At this point, I knew that there was no turning back and I needed to expel whatever was inside my body. I think I was around on the toilet for 11 minutes just pushing and straining, and then I sort of felt something crowning on my butt. It was there. I had breached it a bit. And then at this point, I decided to push all with my might, and I realized that my vision sort of turned red, but I sort of started fading in and out of consciousness while I was trying to take a shit. So when I woke up in a bit, ironically on the toilet, I realized, like, I still haven't pooped yet, and this is causing me so much pain.
I want to, I'm sorry to stop the story.
It's okay.
I know you said poop there, but that's maybe a little too close for some listeners. I think someone got excited there. I want to make sure you don't say pee or a second pee or a poo or a second poo.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you keeping in touch. I appreciate this.
I just want to say 8 minutes left until that pee pee poo poo. How you feeling today?
You a real one.
Right, I'm enthralled by this. Good.
Please continue the story.
So the shit is halfway out. However, I'm still
struggling. By the way, I was not expecting anything like this story. I'm enraptured by this. It's wonderful. Please continue.
I was expecting much worse content than this.
Mm.
This is lovely. This is delightful. Okay. Carry on, please.
Maybe ramp it up then.
Jesus. Ooh. So the turd is almost halfway out, and I decided that this is the final push. I need to push as hard as I can. I've been fading in and out of consciousness. My vision has been going dark. There's little flecks floating around whenever I strain.
Uh-huh.
Then it happens. I finally managed to push the turd out. And within that, I realized that there was a sharp
pain. You can pick a different word than turd. That one's really getting to me. It's cutting into my soul. I don't like it.
So the turd was expelled, and I realized that there was a sharp pain jumping up, and then it hit me. I tore my asshole apart while trying to shit. God. And a few hours later, filled with screaming and crying, I ended up getting stitches on my ass.
It was so bad you needed stitches!
Yes! It literally Jesus. Tore my butthole apart. And this
oh my god!
Yes, and this is why the four-letter word is now my mantra, and I start to appreciate simple bodily functions, such as taking a shit.
Because they that's...
Don't take it for granted.
I mean, first of all, I've got to say, thank you for sharing that. Secondly, forgive me for this. I can't quite see the bridge between this traumatic event and the words pee-pee-poo-poo.
Well, once you experience something like that, you will realize how important something very simple is.
It's one of those that I can't know until I have that experience.
Exactly. Just like people who haven't seen the Angry Birds movie and haven't seen the piss scene.
Very true. Dave, what are your thoughts on the story?
Thanks for dropping me in that. But I feel that's great. I mean, honestly, I can kind of relate.
Ooh.
Someone who has had surgery. But,
on the bum?
Not on the bum, but...
on the jaw?
Yes, actually.
Oh!
Weirdly. But I wasn't going to talk about that bit.
Oh, talk about a different bit.
Talk about my bum again. no. Folks, welcome to the anus episode. Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to do that. But yeah, no, as someone who has had horrible, horrible jaw surgery, that's spoken to me. It didn't go bum-wise, as we're calling it, but it's quite a fucking life-changing thing. And while I can't relate it back to the words pee-pee-poo-poo, I wish I could.
Are you saying that you've had a similar experience, but a different outcome?
Was it vomiting this time from a different orifice, or...?
I have been run over by a car, which was, I would not recommend that to anyone.
Sure. No, hang on, I just want to stop you there. Are you sure there's no one you would recommend that to?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I understand the intention behind a statement like that, but there may be some people for whom it would be a suitable life improvement to have that happen to them. So I just want you to take a quick second thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not gonna be that kind of person who will say, oh yeah, no, that person should get run over by a car. No, if it was like kind of a right wing politician, no, that's mean.
Guess what?
Maybe run over by a horse.
Guess what? You just passed the test. You're a fucking good person.
I said the horse thing.
Oh, did you? Shit, you're a bad person. Yep. Okay, fuck, I forgot about the countdown. Folks, we are a mere 3 minutes and 15 seconds away from hearing Young Tungsten say pee-pee poo-poo live, this time, on the Angry Birds Movie podcast. Young T, how you feeling?
Excited.
Are you doing any kind of vocal exercises, any warm-ups,
any stretches, or just kind of just general yelling at things?
As someone who has post-nasal drip... My mucus is saturated in my throat. I'm trying to be.
Sounds good. Know. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not sure either, but I definitely know. I don't want to hear more about it. Dave, I'm looking forward to the pee-pee poo-poo.
Do you know what? I wasn't at the start. I thought it was stupid and absolute crap. But now that we've had the story, yes, I am.
I think that's because the pee-pee poo-poo has a meaning behind it. There is the weight of trauma carried with the pee pee poo poo. I'm doing a lot of arm movements.
You are.
I did a big sweeping arm movement. I'm very excited for the pee pee poo poo myself. And listeners, you're going to get it in just over 2 minutes' time. Now, regularly on a countdown like this, we would do sort of a chant, maybe from 10.
But I think Pee Pee Poo Poo is such a momentous event that we need to start counting down from an even larger number than 10.
I feel like that's doing it a misservice. I think just incorporate it into the sentence gently.
That's
what I would like.
Well, Young T, you are the pee pee poo poo sayer. So, of course. How would you like it to be? How would you like it to be done as part of a conversation?
As a proper announcement. Bearing in mind, Josh, you are actually cutting into the time.
A timer. Well,
sharp.
Countdown.
We have a minute and 15 seconds left.
Can we start the countdown when there is approximately 60 seconds left?
60 seconds left. Okay, we'll do a 60-second countdown. Are you ready to join me in a stay?
I am.
Okay, here we go, folks. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41. We're way behind by then. We need to speed up a little bit. 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 31, 1, fuck, I forgot the numbers. 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. We're caught up now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pee pee, poo poo.
Folks, thanks for listening, and I hope you join us again next week.
Bye.